Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to get a preview of the upcoming Agricultural Retailers Association Convention and Expo that takes place this week. I will be there, and during the recent NAFB convention, I visited with Brian Rui, and he gives us a very good overview of what to expect from this week's convention.
Brian, you've got a pretty important annual conference coming up in New Orleans, so let's talk about what's going to happen. Give us a little preview of what we're going to see here and learn at this year's conference.
Well, Chuck, we have a lot going on at the annual conference and expo this year. We'll have a sold-out trade show. We've got two great keynote speakers in Mike Vandeloke with Winfield Solutions and then Kenny Cordell with Pinnacle Ag Holdings. I think both will be very interesting, have a lot to say about trends and topics in ag retail right now. We've also got breakout sessions going on cover crops, on recruiting talent in local communities for retailers, as well as a precision grower panel where we'll be talking to some very high precision, ultra precision, I'd say, growers about what they do on their farm and how their retailers work with them to make sure they can implement good precision programs and how our members can take that back into their organizations.
Well, that particular subject really caught my eye looking at the agenda because, we publish a precision ag website, precision.agwire.com, and this kind of broad term of precision encompasses so many things, but I think in a narrow sense most people are kind of associated with the row cropping, and obviously that's just a huge part of what your members are having to deal with today.
That's right. My board chairman's a great example of some of the things that they're doing with precision agriculture and variable rate planting. They're doing, and it's not just the variable rate and the technology, it's also the no-till components, the conservation components, and then you add on top of that the technology and the variable rate planting, the variable rate application. And so it all comes into bear with the retailer.
Well, this ag nerd is looking forward to that session in particular. But also at your conference, you give out some pretty important awards, too.
That's correct. We'll be giving out the retailer, recognizing the retailer of the year at the conference. It's our highest award for our member organizations that covers a variety of topics, including environmental stewardship, employee recruitment and retention, public relations, community relations, and a few other components in that award. And it's a very special recognition for our retailers, and we're very excited about the retailer who's going to receive that this year, and we'll announce that at the conference.
How about just from the standpoint of your membership right now, how is ARA doing? How's membership? How would you kind of What's the state of the state, if you will, for the ag retailers right now?
Well, I'd say the state of the state's very strong. We've certainly with the industry consolidation, that's been an issue for us. But that's, when we talk about our membership is very solid. We have very high retention in our members. And, I think it's because the value that we deliver for them. We give them the opportunity to focus on their business and not have to worry about the regulatory issues that are going on in D.C. Our staff of lobbyists and public policy staff, they're the ones who can worry about the challenges and difficulties we face with regulation. And so that takes a lot of pressure off our retailers.
I want to ask you about responsible ag. What is responsible ag?
So responsible ag is a voluntary program that helps retailers and facilities that store and handle fertilizers ensure they're compliant with federal regulations. This is a program that came out of the accident in West Texas, but we were actually working on it before that. Ag-Retailers Association was developing best practices around anhydrous ammonia about a year before the West incident, and then we added in ammonium nitrate and then brought TFI into the fold as a partner to make sure that we put together a sound program that's going to ensure that our facility, the retailers that are part of this program, are they have a safe workplace and they're safe and secure in their local community. Right now, our the ASMARC Institute, who we've also partnered with, is training auditors to audit facilities. And so that first class has gone through, and we're starting another class soon. And then next year, there'll be about 10 more. There are some requirements for our auditors, but those audit courses are opening to anybody who meets those requirements, and we want to get auditors trained and get them certified so that they can go out and perform these audits and make sure that our retailers that are participating in the program are safe and that they're compliant with federal regulations.
Well, I know that we can direct people to go to responsibleag.org to learn more information, or follow along on Twitter at responsibleag, too. Got to make sure we get that in there. Well, anything else about the conference we didn't touch on, or what ARA is doing right now that you might want to pass along?
Well, there's in terms of the conference, there's several things that are that I didn't mention that are happening. We have a golf tournament. We have the ARA annual dinner and auction, which is always a huge event. It's got a Mardi Gras theme this year. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have a great auctioneer who's going to come in and auction off some wonderful items that go to support the ARA PAC that helps us elect officials and re-elect federal officials who support agriculture and support the ag-retail industry, and that's very important for our organization and for the industry. The conference is so geared towards professional networking for the people in the retail business. I think, I hear people talk about it being an essential event for people in the industry, and it's a place where our members get together with colleagues and friends and acquaintances and are able to, network, have a good time, but also learn. So great event for them. That kind of covers the bases.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to learning as I attend my first Agricultural Retailers Association convention and expo. So, Brian, looking forward to seeing you there in just, a couple weeks, I guess, right?
Yes, it's coming around.
Yeah, so we will be there and learn a lot more, and people will be able to follow along on AgWired as we cover the convention this year.
Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.